had a son named Liam. Lots of people's got acquainted with him because he lived in that place, you know, there on the river. But they would also have, as you say, some of this cheap whiskey, moonshine, a skull can, a white light.
Whatever.
So, we go up to the ferry there by his house in Swan River. And he walks up to his house, and that's just after 9 a.m. when he gets there. And I stay with the boat down the river, and he gets the whiskey. I don't remember, I think it was a quart and a pint. That's what I remember, two bottles of a pint. Well, we come back and cook some fish. Went back down the river then when he got back to me in the boat. But out on the riverbank, you know. Right. Bedded down, no one slept some, but the next morning he's up early, still drinking. Pretty well drank up his whiskey and went back and kept going on down the river, left the camp, on down the river, the way that he got. Finally, we met up with them rivers on the river bank, fishing the bank of the river. And fella, I can't remember the name, and you didn't go out to it, and I just don't know his name. He had a low, little, kind of short leg, foot. Somewhere in the lake, he was short. But he got him to get him some more whiskey. He just stayed right around and fished with them. We caught fish right on. And by that time, it began to get to on end Sunday. These fellows, White and Griffiths, I think talked to him about time to go home. Yeah, he's beginning pretty well drunk. And by the time it did get him away from me, he was not so drunk he couldn't go, you know, or paddle the boat. But see, we had to go upstream or going back. And river water, you know, is always a little more current, a little harder to go. So he paddled along. Bank said we'll walk back. So he just began to sink the boat down and the I began to scurry for some of that cake and different breads and things that's in the boat, and I got, you know, a good wad of it wadded up.
She's not coming up my house.